But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Coach asked me, you know, what I like to do. We had a conversation. He called me back, let me know that we're probably going to be resting. And my reaction was kind of like I told my family. Obviously, my family probably wanted a little bit more than me. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning football games and we're in the playoffs. So I got a bigger goal in mind.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Close to breaking the record, but truthfully, my take on this, him sitting, I think he might want to do it in 14 games. Don't you think? Because there will always be that asterisk next to it if he does it next week.
But also, you could do it in 16 games. If he had done it in 16 games.
Right, if he had already done it.
Yeah, if he had already done it.
Just before the season's over. But I think he's more focused on getting that ring and the trophy.
Anything. If the Eagles were not the Eagles and they had something to play for, yeah, he probably does it.
Yeah.
So it's situation-based.
Yeah.
Because Adrian Peterson, Zach and I talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian Peterson couldn't get the record because his team was only good enough.
Right.
And they had to kick a field goal to make the playoffs. So they couldn't give him the ball one more time. He was really close too. I think it was like 9 or 10 yards or something like that. And just, you couldn't give him the ball again because you couldn't afford to because you had to make the playoffs. They had to, and the thing was that he brought them into field goal range to actually do it.
Right.
It was a big Adrian Peterson run that gets them to the postseason. But that team needed to make the postseason. They had to kick the field goal. They couldn't give him that one last shot. So I think for Barkley, I'd feel a little bit better about it knowing that, like, yeah, you're close, but you're not that close. So
right,
it helps.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just Philly's in a good spot.
Philly is in a great spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the Giants is just, there's not many better places to end your season then.
No. Imagine
than at home against the Giants.
Imagine if Saquon did play, though.
If he did
against
have to play.
The Giants, like, to break the record. Are they in MetLife Stadium?
No. They're in Philly.
In Philly. Oh, I was going to say, can you imagine?
Oh, that would have been worse.
Can you imagine if that's the way that went? Oh, Mayo mascot. Will Levis has the TV on.
I saw a clip of the Mayo Bowl just now.
That's just disgusting. Can you imagine having that? Ugh.
The thing is that I do enjoy the novelty of college football.
Yeah.
And the bowl season and like how gimmicky it can get.
I do too.
But I also hate mayonnaise. And seeing a Mayo bath, it's just like, what in the South are we doing? That's what that is to me. But anyway, back to Barkley. I think that it's a tough situation, but also you want to look out for the team in that sort of sense. And I'm pretty sure Barkley too. It's just like, you know, yeah, it's a bit of a disappointment that he doesn't get a chance to get that thing, but he also knows that he left the Giants for a chance to win in the postseason, and here we are. Like, he is on his best team that he will have ever played for in the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We have a couple of teams to look at here, though.
Yeah.
In particular.
Possible
with the Denver
matchups.
Broncos, the Miami Dolphins, the Cincinnati Bengals. And each of them gives their own unique problems, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not. It's not a consistent problem across the board between the three teams.
No, there are some crossovers between Miami and Cincinnati, so to say, when it comes to roster construction.
Yeah, just talent on offense, stuff like that.
There is this weird bit of, if you're concerned about any one of these teams, there is a different reason for that. There's a different and unique reason for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
Denver, we all know what that is, and that is they have a very good defense.
Yes, they do.
One that can help lock things down and cause chaos and give you a little bit of headaches.
Yeah, and they have a shifty rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, who's actually played pretty well this season.
And with the Bills' struggles on defense as of late, you would see maybe slugging it out 24-21 style sort of thing, where like you're kind of wondering, okay, when is everything going to get going in gear a little bit more consistently?
Yeah.
The thing is that Bo Nix also does have some accuracy issues and turning the ball over a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where
it'll even itself out.
A Bills defense, it kind of plays to their strengths.
Yeah.
So you'd be able to take advantage of that sort of thing. But that said, yeah, their defense in Denver is a little bit of a headache. And if that is something that could cause the Bills a little bit of an issue, you'd get a close game on the lower scoring side of things. With the Cincinnati Bengals, it's literally the opposite. You have a high-flying, incredibly talented offense with Joe Burrow playing at an obnoxious level, but a defense that I do not know what it is that they are. Like, what is up with their defense?
Yeah, they can't.
They have a good coordinator. It's just the talent is suddenly just drained from that group, and they cannot get out of their own way.
No, they can't stop a nosebleed. It's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. And that's the thing, right? You look at the offense, and you're like, how is this team currently?
How is this team currently at 500?
Yeah, and it makes zero sense. But it's their defense.
And it is their defense. And it 1,000% has been all season, where they are one of the best scoring teams in the National Football League. But then all of a sudden, they cannot stop much of anything. There are two teams that they managed to put underneath 10 points this year. The Browns and the Giants. And it has more to say about the Browns and the Giants than their defense.
Right. That was the Browns with
DTR.
Yeah, DTR.
And that was the Giants with Daniel Jones, who had been released.
Yeah.
So, again, there's a problem with them, it seems, where they are giving up at least 24 consistently throughout the season. 26 to the Chiefs, 38 to the Commanders, 24 to the Panthers.
Right. It wouldn't be the same Bengals defense.
41 to the Ravens.
Yep. That destroyed the Bills in that divisional round at home. You're not going to get that same defensive
37 to the Eagles, 24 to the Raiders. 35 to the Ravens again, 34 to the Chargers, who are not known as a high-scoring unit.
Nope.
44 to the Steelers, 20 to Dallas, 27 allowed to Tennessee, 24 to Denver, who needed a last-second bailout to even force overtime.
Their offensive ranking is 8th in the NFL. Their defensive ranking is 27th in the NFL.
Yeah, it's just
like, what a polar opposite from each side of the football. They allow, on average, 26.1 points per game, and they score 28.3 points per game.
They live on the edge.
Yes.
And that's why, like, that's exactly how you end up in 8-18. Miami. Miami's concern is more or less, it is hard to beat a team three times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only real thing that I can point to as like the major problem, because Miami historically has been having a bad time against Buffalo. You have a quarterback that may or may not come back in the wild card round healthy. Mm-hmm. Which and if is, he's healthy, he's not 100%.
Right. It's a similar story to a couple years ago when Skylar Thompson had to start in the playoffs for them.
And even Skylar Thompson put a nice little scare into Buffalo, because again, it's hard to win against divisional opponents.
Yeah. Just in general.
Though Buffalo handled them the first time around, the second time around, it would not be as easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed a Tyler Bass 61-yarder to the moon to win that game.
Which, like we talked about earlier, restored his confidence.
It restored Bass's confidence. But also, that game was tight. Considering the Bills' struggles on defense,
mm-hmm.
the skill position players that Miami has.
Yep. Especially in the secondary with the injuries they currently have.
Miami's problem of they don't beat teams with winning records.
Yes.
And the Bills and anyone in the playoffs would have that issue presented to Miami once again.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. The three times a year, the Patriots a couple years back, a perfect game in the playoffs. They beat them in New England earlier that season. But that first meeting in Buffalo was where Damian Harris ran the ball down their throat and Mac Jones threw three times in a windy tundra. So it's like three times a year, the Bills haven't done that in the Josh Allen era. They haven't been able to.
There's not many opportunities to do that.
No.
But even then, it's hard to sweep divisional opponents typically on a year-to-year basis anyway. And that's another issue. Not saying that they couldn't, because Miami is kind of the team that I fear the least because of how well they do perform against them, how badly Miami performs against teams with winning records, and how they typically tend to struggle in December and January. But the problem is this year, they're not doing that.
Right.
Miami is earning their right to get in right now. They've won three of their last four games. But the thing is that they're still not against opponents of any quality.
Mm-hmm.
Still. The team that they lost to in that 3 of 4, Houston, playoff team.
Right.
They lost to the Packers. They
playoff
lost
team.
To the Bills.
Playoff team.
They also lost to the Colts, Titans, and Seahawks, who are very much not playoff teams.
Not quite.
And they did beat the Rams. How?
The Rams played their best game of the season against Buffalo.
Yes.
And then struggled from there on out and before that, pretty much. Not struggled, I should say, but they never put up another performance like that.
No. And again,
look at how they played against the Jets. It was like 9-6 at half.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Like, and the Bills just demolished the Jets, but it was a track meet against the Rams, and they lost.
Yeah.
So it's any given Sunday.
It's any given Sunday. But we'll see what happens there. And I would say if I'm going to rank them in terms of concern, I would say from least to highest, Miami, Denver, Cincy.
Yep, I would agree.
But
Cincy's offense will give you a run.
They're all kind of close to me.
Yeah.
One would be far more stressful because the Bengals would score points and you'd have to score points, but both teams and defenses would be able to do that.
Right. You'd see a track meet, but that's really the only one you'd see a track meet, in my opinion.
You'd see a track meet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to get going here, continue on. Sports Talk Saturday, moving on here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR.